jog. I'll be loud at the bullhorn when the last horn fills in. From along, from along.
19 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawm al-Khamis, the 2nd of Ramadan, 1442, corresponding to the 15th of April, 2021. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Before we welcome our Ustad, let's welcome the listeners of Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyad Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, today is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1442. Yesterday we started Surah Yusuf, and we explained to you that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his blessed Mubarak name is mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran, and Yusuf means to be handsome, and Almighty Allah showering, increasing his bounties on him, so that he overcomes all the challenges and problems in life. Now he is still very, very young, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and he is the favorite son and child of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, his honorable father. So chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 4 to 6, will be our lesson today. So Almighty Allah informs us, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ. Remember when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told his beloved father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he tell him, inform him? Ya Abati, lesson. Oh fathers, oh parents, teach your children how they must address you with respect and reverence. In Arabic, Ya Abi, oh my father. Ya Abati, oh my respected father. Oh my beloved father. See the respect and the reverence there. So therefore, we need to show our children that the lessons we learn from Surah Yusuf as well. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي. When Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the messenger, the prophet, addressed his father with utmost reverence and respect and said, O beloved father, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ أَشَرَ كَوْكَبَا. I see 11 stars. Remember, he had 11 brothers. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And the sun and the moon, referring, alluding to his father and mother. So father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, mother, Rahil, Rachel, so remember that was the father and mother of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. I saw them, O beloved father, they all prostrating to me, they gone into sajda for me. Remember in those days, to make sajda ta'zeem, to go into prostration out of respect, reverence for people and other creation, not for worship, for respect, that was permissible. And in our sharia, the sharia and the law of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no type of sajda, bowing down, is permissible for any creation. It is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. We cannot bow down, prostrate to a king or a ruler or to our parents or to a Nabi, and not done, not permissible. So remember, we only bow down, prostrate to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now the father giving his son fatherly advice. This is a discussion between the father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him, and Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his beloved son. See the respect the father shows to his son. Qala ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. See me and you, if we say, we will say, ya bani, oh my son. He said, no. Ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. So that is how then when you give respect, you will receive respect. Kamata dinu tudan. La taqsusur uyaka la ikhwatika. You must not relate this dream of yours to your brothers. He's telling his young son and Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him. You know, there is a thing called jealousy, envy, and they will try and cause you harm. So keep this as a secret between me and you. If you're going to relate this to them, فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, they will be making plots and plans against you. They will try and cause you harm. So we must remember in life, there's a hadith also, open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, when Allah's bounties are showering upon you, don't and go tell every Tom, Dick and Harry, or every Tom, Dick and Mary for that matter. فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, then they will be plotting, planning against you because of jealousy, envy. فَإِنَّ ذَنِّئْمَةِ مَحْسُودٍ, when Allah Jalla wa Ala's bounties come on a person, then people become jealous and envious of that person. So rather you enjoy the bounties without informing the people. Therefore, look at Rahmatul Alameen, brothers, sisters, teach your children the Arabic language, that when you study all the ahadith related to dreams, so you will find that dreams are three types in Islam. One dream, Bushra, Bishara, glad tidings. You saw the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa. Inshallah, it means at each one day you will go for Umrah, Hajj, pilgrimage. You will go to Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the beloved city of the beloved master alayhi salam, Medina Munawwara, or Majlul Aqsa, our first Qibla. Second, Tahdithun Nafs. It is just your psychological mind. You know, whole day you thinking of her or him. So they say, I made a proposal. I want to get married to Zainab, Fatima, Jamila, Aisha. Whole day you thinking of Jamila. The dream also you saw. You say, my istikhara came out positive. But remember, whole day and night you thinking. So that's just your subconscious mind. And then the third one is Takhwifu Shaitan. You see somebody coming with the AK-47 and shooting your brains off. So all this, the Satan and his comrades and the Shaitan and Lucifer and his cronies, they are terrorizing you. So these are three types of dreams in Islam. Now look at the words Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, La tuhaddith illa habiban aw labiba. When you see dreams, don't go and announce it. Then tell that person who's your beloved, oh Labiba, an intelligent person in whom you have confidence. He will tell you what to do and how it must be interpreted and so forth. Therefore myself, people ask me, I don't get involved in these things here. I got 101 questions to answer. So where are we going to get involved in dreams? So be very careful to whom we relate our dream. So the shaitan will cause enmity between you brothers. Inna shaitana lil insani aduwwun mubin. Verily Satan, Lucifer and Satan, he will be the one that is the open manifest enemy of human being. Now remember the glad tidings, because Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is very young. Joseph, peace be upon him, these are glad tidings. Wa kadhalika yajtabika rabbuk. Oh, my son, Yusuf alayhi salam, similarly, Allah jalla wala has selected you. Taking messengers and the prophets, there is no election by people. It is selection by Almighty Allah. So similarly, Almighty Allah will choose you, select you. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ And Almighty Allah will teach you directly the interpretation of the dreams. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ And Allah Jalla Wala will confer and complete His bounties and favors upon you, O Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ And on the progeny and the followers of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. كَمَا تَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ بَوَيْكَ As Almighty Allah completed His bounties, favors on the forefathers, that is, bin قَبْلُ before Ibrahim wa Ishaq, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Let's start on top. So first is Abraham, peace be upon him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then it is Isaac, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Then is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. And then is Nabi Yusuf, Joseph, peace be upon him. So Joseph, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, peace be upon them. Everyone selected to be a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. So how Almighty Allah showered his bounties and favors upon them? Inna Rabbaka Alimun Hakim. Verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider is all-knowing and very, very wise. So remember that that is the introduction to Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, daily during Ramadan, we will be discussing Surah Yusuf. Okay, let's explain to you a few changes in our schedule and programming. 10 to 10.30 today, Maulana Zahid Khan with the Hadith lesson. 10.30 to 11. The fitna and the trials and the harm of gambling by Maulana Yunus Patel rahimahullah. 11 to 12 remember is our fiqh lesson, that is on Ramadan issues between Maulana Zahid and myself, special fiqh lesson every Thursday. And then 12 to 1 Maulana Katani inshallah. 1:05 to 1:30 will be Maulana Junaid Hashim, and that will be Brotherhood. And then between 2 and 2:30 we have a special Q&A, so regarding Ramadan issues. So inshallah, you can listen to all these programs. Tonight, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the first Friday of this Ramadan, 1442. So read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send salutations and blessings upon the Master alayhi salam. Akthiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. On the night of Friday, the day of Friday, send blessings, salutations upon me in abundance. That's the commandment of the Master alayhi salam. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the best month of the year. Subhanallah. Win-win situation. So may Almighty Allah grant us to Tawfiq, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustadi, it says here, my husband and I prayed the Isha last night. We sat and made dua. He asked me a question. He says, we believe that our books are written on the night of Shabi Barat. Allah has written what will happen in the next year. Why must we ask for what we want? He says, we can thank Allah for every day, for protection, etc. But why ask for sustenance, Ustad, when it's already written down?
Remember, this is the question my brother Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if everything is already predestined, then why must we carry on worshipping Allah and doing all that? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you continue, kullun muyassarun lahu. My brother, everything works with the ending. How are we going to end our life? So we must strive all all the time. Allah Jalla Wala has commanded with me and you don't know. So the more we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the more barakah, the more blessing Almighty Allah will bless us with. So we can never be independent. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Almighty Allah is totally independent. And you human beings and creation, you are paupers and beggars. So daily we keep on begging Almighty Allah, petitioning and petitioning Almighty Allah. What you are saying, remember my brother, that is what Abu Jahl, the enemies of Islam, said, innal insana la yadgha arra'ahu staghna. This human being said that he is a transgressor and he considered himself to be self-sufficient. So no human being creation must think they're self-sufficient. Every moment, every second, we are muhtaj, we are dependent on the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, the ending of chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 77, my brother Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ اگر تم نے دعا نہیں کی تو اللہ کو کوئی پرواہ نہیں تمہارا. If you are not begging, petitioning Allah, Allah is not bothered about you. My brother, my sister, Allah does not need me, you, any creation. Allah is independent. But when we beg Allah, we become the beloved of Allah. And when we do not beg Allah, then the wrath, the anger, the curse of Allah descends on that person. Mallam yas'alillah yaghdab alayh. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that when you don't beg Allah, Allah's wrath, anger descends on that person.
Ustada, a revered sister says, dear Mufti Sahib, my non-Muslim friend asked me, what should our response be? They said, about whether our beloved Prophet Muhammad had more than four wives at a given time. Firstly, is this true? Was this before the command came? And do we know the reasons? What answer should I tell them, Ustad?
You must tell them, my sister, that to study Islam selectively is very, very dangerous. You must study Islam holistically. See, we are in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, throughout the world. Today, Yawm al-Khamis, Jumeirah, Thursday, alhamdulillah. So wherever you go, in any country, city, continent, you will find Muslims are fasting. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so many added responsibilities. Let me give you one. You woke up, I woke up for suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever time. And then we partook of the meal. Maybe we read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, tahajjud salat. All with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. But for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did Almighty Allah say? Ya ayyuhal muzammil, the beginning of chapter 73. Oh you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wrapped up in the shawl. Qumil layla illa qaleela, nisfahu wa winkus minhu qaleela, aw zid alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila. In the beginning of chapter 73, Almighty Allah is commanding the Master alayhi salam. You wake up in the early part of the night, to midnight, before midnight, after midnight. So it's all flexible regarding the time. And you pray to Almighty Allah. So many ulama say that the tahajjud salat, this early morning prayer for me and you, is voluntary, is sunnah. But for the Master alayhi salam was compulsory. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to wake up, all this effort, cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. So that's one side of the coin and spectrum. On the other side, for me and you, the law is maximum four wives at one time. Chapter 4, verse number 3, Masna wa Thulatha wa Ruba. Yes, it is true that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 9 wives at one time, and total amount of wives were 11 of the Master alayhi wa sallam, the other two passed away. You know, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha passed away. Now, when you answer that person who's a non-Muslim, tell them to study the life of the Master alayhi salam chronologically. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old, he received a revelation. And then the Arabs, the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, they were rebelling and they were against the Master alaihi wasallam. Then they said, okay, that we see the number, population of Muslim is increasing. They came to the Master alaihi wasallam, let's strike a deal. We will make you the Amir and the leader of all the Arabs. No, I don't want that. We will give you gold, silver, money, whatever you demand. No, I don't want. We will give you the most beautiful women. No, I don't want. What do you want? I want to invite, and I will invite people towards Islam and Almighty Allah without fear and favor. So right up to the age of 50, one wife. Then remember, in the last 10, 12 years, we find Nabi alayhi salam married Hazrat Sauda radiallahu anha, still one wife. And then Mustafa sallallahu married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, but only lived with her after the migration. So it shows that the age of 53, there was only one wife. Remember that. Then in the last 10 years, why? To show humanity that how you can live with the old lady, young lady, women of different tribes, everything, and to show humanity that you marry a divorcee, to marry a virgin, to marry a widow, everything will be permissible. So if the aim was lust and passion, as the Orientalists and West are saying, then why wait till the last 10 years of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Master alaihi wasallam was offered everything already during the youth and before that as well? So it had a greater aim, you must remember, and that was to preserve the Sharia, to show what is justice, and to show that how you can bring all the tribes and nations together. Look at America, look at China, look at the Arab countries, today imploding and exploding with racism and double standards and so forth. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought about the answer to racism and brought about the answer to humanity, to show we are equal, but our actions will differ, and according to that Almighty Allah will judge us, not because of our complexion or because of our language and so forth.
Ustaz, somebody says here, I would like to know what is the ruling in terms of asthma medication. I suffer from asthma and I also have to use a pump or puffer, and I always carry it with me. Ustaz,
remember that you need to know the rules, third of Mufsidatu Sawm. What are the breakers? What will nullify the fasting? So any medication, food, liquid through the mouth, any medication through the nose, any medication through the back passage, male or female, people who suffer from pyres, take suppositories and so forth. So when you are suffering from asthma, Allah Jalla Wala grant you shifa, read Surah Fatiha 7 times, blow on yourself, read Ya Salamu, give out charity, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will grant you cure and shifa-e kamil. So whilst fasting, if you use that pump, if you use the inhaler, you use this type of medication, then your fast will break and one qada will be compulsory and payment will not suffice. So we must try and understand what the laws are of the Sharia.
Ustaz, listen to this question. Dear Mufti Saab, my daughter just eloped this morning when we woke up for suhoor, for sehri. She's 39 years old, Mufti Saab. Please make dua. My Betty comes back home. Please, wherever you are, mommy and daddy want you home. You can marry that boy who you chose. Okay, my Betty. Ustad, anonymous mommy.
This is the reality of life, even in Ramadan. What an indictment upon us and on our families, that remember our daughter or our son, Allah forbid, aliyaz billah, they run away because they got car or they got cell phone or they got internet and so many gadgets they have. And now 12 o'clock at night, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., before the parents can wake up, then they see a note, they find a message, okay, I'm God, because you are the one that you did not allow me to get married, I'm 39 years old. The question you need to ask yourself, parents, why did you not allow your daughter to get married? Was it because of the jat business, the gam business? Was it because of our village and tribal mentality? I just told you just now, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married women of different tribes to show the ummah is ummah. ummat ko ek aur nek banana hai. We have to unite this ummah and not cause division. On, remember when we speak of unity, unity on haq, on truth. Not unity with harkas, with nakas, with every Tom, Dick and Mary, no. So remember that you, oh parents, today you are appealing to your daughter, 39 years old, please come back. We will perform your nikah. But we need to rewind in life. It means that before, you did not allow her. So why didn't you allow her? Was his complexion too dark? Was his language different? Was his financial status not to your liking? So therefore, your daughter split and ran away? So we need to look at all these issues. I'm just thinking aloud. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall us, then remember it is because of our own deeds and our own actions. Chapter number 42, Surah Ash-Shura, and verse number 33. You daughter, remember it's Ramadan. You are guilty of a major, major sin. You have been rebellious, disobedient to your parents. You will never find happiness. If that boy you elope with, ran away with, is a Muslim, come, your parents will perform the nikah. All of you need to grow up and ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Get married now, immediately. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the ladli, the most beloved daughter and child of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday I sent out the nasiha, and on the 3rd of Ramadan, remember we know today is the 2nd of Ramadan, but I'm just giving you the nasiha. On the 3rd of Ramadan, remember Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha's demise took place. So go and see her profile and her life history. She married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha in the 2nd year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the nikah. So my advice is to you, daughter, please come back to your parents, ask them forgiveness. Your parents promise your daughter you will get them married immediately, and you, the future son-in-law, you're a Muslim, please don't go do something foolish. Already you did so many haram things already, so come back and all parties forgive one another. But for the greater society, it's an indictment upon this ummah, the vices and the such big major sins continue even in the month of Ramadan. Allah Jalla wa Ala have mercy upon us. We beg Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day, in this Mubarak month. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Chapter 7, verse 151. Oh beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. I see the mother of the girl says, dear Mufti Saab, you are 100% correct. My husband is just listening to you and he says, he don't care what you say, but she is out of his will. It's because the boy is poor and we are very wealthy family, Ustad. That is the mother.
Still, the pride, you see, the arrogance and the pride will be there. So, my brother, you don't have to listen to me. I'm a non-entity. I'm a sinner, transgressor. Allah, when you say you're Muslim, then what does it mean? Listen to what Allah says, Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. When you disobey Almighty Allah and a messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, and you go beyond the limits, you increase someone's share, you decrease, you disown somebody, like your daughter. Allah says, Surah chapter 4, verse 14, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah Jalla Wala will dispatch that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَتَ أَمِيرَاتَ وَارِثِهِ قَتَ اللَّهُ مِيرَاتَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who disowns and deprives the heir of their share, Allah will deprive you of your share of Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. So don't be arrogant. Your reputation is in tatters already with all that wealth. Everybody will come to know that your daughter split and your name is in the gutters. So don't try and be arrogant with Allah. Remember, this is a lesson. When we we arrogant, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will humiliate us. Wa man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. When we proud, Allah Ta'ala disgraces us. Hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Allah protect us.
Anthony Ustad, Brother Anthony says, good morning AK. I have an enemy who has done me down many, many times and humiliated me in public. So sir, he is in desperate need of my help at the moment. Should I help him? Anthony Ustad.
My brother Anthony, you must remember the Quran is teaching us. I want you, Anthony, write this down. You got your phone or you got pen and paper, write this down. Read, you read it in English or whichever language. Chapter 29, verse 30. When people are causing you harm repeatedly, so remember you read chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al-mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and the mischief makers. Second one, you read chapter 40, verse 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, inna Allah basirun bil ibad. O Allah, I hand over my affairs and my matters to you. Verily, Ya Allah, that you are all observing over the servants. In the next verse, chapter 40, verse 45, Almighty Allah teaches us, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا, that Almighty Allah will protect you from the evil scheming and all that of those people there. If you say, and then Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, you see Anthony, all these things me and you learnt in school, if you go and study, you will see they stole this from Islam. Hubbuka shayyu mi wa yusim. When we were in school, they taught us love is blind. When we start learning the teachings and preachings of the Master Alayhi Salaam, the thing you love, remember you become blind and deaf. See, hadith in Mishkat. You don't want to listen to the truth. And then you see, yeah, once bitten, twice shy. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yuldagul mu'minu min juhrin wahidin martain. That once you are bitten, then twice shy. Remember that, don't go. So my advice to you, remember this, that you curtail ties with this person, yeah, and tell him that you go your way, I go my way. We meet, we greet one another. But the more you're going to do business, all that, then again, one, the rigmarole will continue. So that is my advice, especially in your case. You continue with your life and don't get involved with this person here. That's my brotherly advice to you.
I read Umri Qadha for Mast Salah. For Isha, I read first 4 Fard and 3 Witr, and then the Isha Salah, then the Taraweeh. Can I leave out the Umri Qadha in this month and resume after Ramadan, or what should I do, Ustad?
You should be reading more Umri Qadha. The what you should leave out is your Nafil Salat. That you are reading 2 Rakat Tahajjud, you're reading 2 Rakat Ishraq, you're reading 2 Rakat Chash, you're reading this, all that. So reduce that and increase the Umri Qadha. O Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi, awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al qiyama as salat. The first thing Almighty Allah will question and interrogate us on the day of justice is our salat, our prayer. So therefore, the salat we must, from the time we became mature, attain the age of puberty, calculate and start reading qadha. You don't defer that and delay that you continue and increase in the month of Ramadan. There's no breakfast, there's no lunch, so you got more time. You got the whole night for qadha and so forth. You got the whole day besides sunrise, when the sun is at the zenith and when the sun is about to set, and 15-20 minutes before that. Besides these 3 times, daytime, nighttime, you make qadha, totally permissible.
I see, he says, good morning sir, can I go pray the night prayer with Muslims in the mosque? I went last night to a mosque nearby me and they chased me like a dog. I am afraid to go back there. Sir, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, what they did is totally incorrect. However, I don't know you, I don't know the mosque, I don't know the people there. What you need to do is go there and, you know, for example, you know the prayer time is 1 o'clock, so go 12 o'clock, or you go now in the morning, sunrise time or whatever, and say you want to speak to the imam or so forth, not that mosque where you went last night, to any other mosque, and tell him that, you know, I just want to observe, I'm interested in Islam and so forth. Then you must go also with the beautiful etiquette, take a bath, dress properly and so forth, and then you enter. So maybe, I don't know, but maybe you arrived there, you know, and your clothes were not so good in this and not so modest, or maybe they just saw that you just came here. So our Muslims sometimes, I don't say all, but many of them are judgmental also. They'll say another person came, he just wants to beg here, or wants food, or wants money, and so forth. So remember, I apologize on their behalf. I don't know who they are. What they did is wrong. We say Islam for all and all for Islam. You, my brother, I don't know your name. Anthony, you took your name. So all of you, believe you me, before I come down, my house on top, studio at the bottom, so I pray to Allah. Ya Allah, these are good people. You know them better than me, Ya Allah. Give them the beauty of Islam. You Muslims, you don't chase people away from the masjid. You invite people to the masjid. The men, you tell them, come to the mosque. And the women, you tell them that my wife, your sister, will teach them about Islam and so forth. How can we be chasing people away who are interested in Islam? So remember, Islam is not for me and you only. It is for humanity and posterity.
Irene wants to know, when do we break our fast to start? What time, Irene?
Where are you, my sister Irene? You must remember, every town, city has different times. So, for example, if you are here, where we are, so it's around 5:58, 5:57, before, every day before iftar, I go to the masjid here, Jami Masjid, 15 minutes or so, and I give them 5-7 minutes, you know, nasiha from the hadith, and tell them what is meant and so forth. Come, we all read the dua, yesterday's hadith. So read with me. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that no one will enter through this door of Rayyan, R-A-Y-Y-A-A-N, Rayyan. Rayyan means to quench the thirst. So I was explaining to them those ahadiths. I said, now we're going to make dua the last 5, 6, 7 minutes. Then I asked the brother, what time actually is iftar time, you know? Because we don't check every day. We just go and we know the estimation. So we know the adhan will go and then we stop the dua. So read with me, O esteemed listeners. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, adkhilna, enter us, min babi rayyan. Allahumma adkhilna, Ya Allah, enter us, min babi rayyan, from the door of rayyan on the day of justice, that it is a special, exclusive door for those people who are the swa'imin, the fasting people. So may Almighty Allah make that a reality. So you just look at your town, at your city, and you will see sunset there, or you get the timetables, and 8, 2, 3 minutes as a precaution, so because we can't just rely on that, and then you make iftar, and then you break your fast.
Final question, Ustad. It says, can a female be the imama of other females for Tarawih or any other Fard Salah, like an Imam Ustad?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood and it is known as Imamatun Nisa. Can a lady be Imam for the other females and ladies? The incident of Umm Waraqa radiallahu anha is mentioned there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to her house, honorable place, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, fine, you make Imamat yay for the women and so forth. So the Shafi'is, Hanbali scholars and jurors, they allow it. And the Hanafis, Malikis say it's not permissible. In this day and this age, remember, I would discourage this totally. You know, crime is so rife and rampant. You ladies going from here to there alone. The men are in the masjid, in the mosque. So imagine what things can happen. They will time you also. You're leaving your home this time and that time. So everybody read in your own home. And inshallah, the men in the mosque, in the masjid, Masjid. That is our message. Insha'Allah, we will see you 11 o'clock with the program, the Fiqh program, Insha'Allah, and then 2 to 2.30 with a special Ramadan Q&A. Barakallahu Fiqh, Mawlana Arafat. Allahumma, Mawlana, you must teach them the dua. Allahumma, adkhilna min babi rayyan. So, Ya Allah, include us from the door of Rayyan, the special door when we are in transit. And now they tell us, sir, go to the first class lounge. Oh, so what we say? Oh, I don't know. You see, this is the tip top. Allah's malaika will say, oh, Simon, there's the door for you, special for you. Then what do we say?
Allah.
La yazma'u ba'dahu abada. You drink one gulp of water, you'll never feel thirsty again. Allah jalla wala, give us, grant us the bounty.
Ustaz, the message says, please tell Mufti Sahib to make special dua for our dearest cousin, Maryam Bibi Bassa, who is in hospital. Ustaz.
Allah jalla wala, grant our sister, Maryam Bibi Bassa, all those who are ill, shifa'i kamil, all those who pass away with iman. Allah jalla wala, grant all of them jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. That's our daily dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.